Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for joining us. This, the 27th of September, my goodness, where has the year gone in the year 2016? Folks, again, I want to thank you all for tuning in here on Blog Talk Radio from wherever and however you're listening in. And this week's edition, as always, of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. Folks, it's an outstanding nonprofit locally here in Hudson County. You should definitely check them out online at www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to improve the quality of life for all of those in need. You can stop by their office Monday through Friday, which is located at 1200 Washington Street in the uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, folks, the birthplace of baseball and old boys himself, the late, great Frank Sinatra. You can also call him directly, 201-706-8088. Again, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. You can also write to their inbox with info at masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them also on Facebook. Folks, I also want to let you know about our other great sponsor here. It's indeed Son Cubano Restaurant. You can find out more information about them by going to www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place, along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel, folks. Easily accessible via mass transit, New Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway, Uber, Lyft, even New York Waterway. Trust me, you'll want to check out Son Cubano 7 days a week, as it is New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurant. And, of course, it's offering incredible Cuban cuisine with the most beautiful skyline of New York City to enjoy all week long. So for lunch, dinner, or any special occasion, call their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Make sure you like them on Facebook, folks, and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to thank here tonight, as I segue into my co-host this evening. But again, folks, if you wish to call in and opine, don't forget you can do so by calling 646-649-1926. Tonight, again, 646-649-1926. You can also write to the inbox, professorfuj@gmail.com. Also, find me on Twitter, @TheAmazingUribe. Folks, here, I'm super excited again to have with me my incredible co-host, not just tonight for the podcast, but for next month's great breast cancer awareness event at Son Cubano, A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce, of course, Miss Ashley from Cromcakes.com. That's K is a knife, ROMCAKES.com. It's an outstanding media site. She's done so much in not just only social media, but in technology. I'm telling you, she's an incredible woman. Also, you want to check out www.ruffrehab.org. That's RUFFrehab.org. They're just an amazing nonprofit organization. It's a no-kill based animal rescue shelter in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. And, of course, without further ado, my wonderful co-host, Miss Ashley from Cromcakes.com. Ash, what's going on, girl?
Hi, thank you for having me tonight. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, well, listen, let's get right to it here. And, Ashley, obviously in the news last week for people who love pop culture or just in general about relationships, we know that Brangelina dissolved. You know, the great love affair between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie did indeed dissolve. And of course, you know, many people, you know, in our great country sometimes lived voyeuristically through Brad and Angelina, but obviously their relationship is no more. And it really just gets to the sense of tonight's topic about, you know, when you're thinking about Angelina Jolie and what she's going through right now emotionally, and obviously the predicament she's in, looking to get divorced from Brad Pitt, it really sets the tone about having to deal with a bad breakup. And tonight, I'm glad I have you on, because it's important for our audience this evening to really get a sense from both the male and female perspective about how to get over a bad breakup. And you know what? Tonight's episode, I think, will be quite beneficial for our listeners. So, you know, ladies first here, what's the best way to bounce back from an awful breakup? What can you tell us tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a whole list of reasons and a whole group of friends that have been supportive and given their suggestions as well. I mean, anytime you come out of a relationship, whether it was long-term, short-term, you know, no matter how you slice it, it hurts. And the one thing you shouldn't do is avoid it or distract yourself from it. So, I mean, just relating to Hollywood couples, you know, you can have the best PR team to cover up bad press, but at the end of the day, behind closed doors, they're the ones that have to go through the emotions of getting over it, and getting over each other. So I think personally, number one, don't isolate yourself, you know, really connect, let your friends be friends for you, you know, take you out and, you know, talk about it, and also to choose your close circle wisely. Keep people around that you can trust, that, you know, aren't Debbie Downers and that are going to kind of lift you up. I think the same thing goes for guys too. You know, we handle our emotions in different ways, but I think surrounding ourselves with key people to lift us up and snap us out of it, are important. Would you feel the same way?
Listen, I totally agree with you. I'll actually add one more to one of the things you just mentioned right now about choosing your inner circle carefully. And listen, I think that's crucial. In my lifetime, when I've had relationships dissolve, whether I've broken up with a girl or vice versa, you know, it's important to surround yourself with good people. And, you know, during the years, I've had both male and female friends that have been instrumental, really, in helping me cope and heal. And sometimes, you know, the tricky part is, you know, a lot of my female friends, I've always valued their counsel more, only because, listen, you know, this isn't anything groundbreaking or, you know, news-breaking, but, you know, women, by and large, tend to be the more emotional creatures. They're a lot more analytical when it comes to relationships than most men. And I appreciate that counsel. Like, my female friends have been able to sit me down and give me much more solid advice than my buddies. And nothing against my buddies. I have some great buddies over the years that I've relied on for support. But, you know, by and large, when I've dealt with breakups, my female friends, my best friends have been the type to, you know, let's go have coffee, let's go have a drink, let's not get, you know, wasted, let's just go have a drink and vent and talk. Or if you're feeling overly emotional, let's go somewhere where maybe someone won't see you, you know, God forbid, you know, you break down or something. You know, with guys, right, with my buddies, it's been like, you know, when my buddy is like, all right, well, let's go out, let's go catch a game, let's go to the bar, let's go talk to chicks, you know, but like, the coping mechanism I've been subjected to with, and again, nothing wrong with my buddies. I mean, they've been helpful and they're funny and they're encouraging. But, you know, the coping mechanism has usually with a lot of my buddies has been like, all right, let's go out, let's just meet girls, distract yourself. And sometimes, like you said, you just, you know, you want to be able to just to vent. You just want to be able to just, you know, not wallow in your misery, but you want to be able to just, you know, be at peace and talk about it and not feel pressure to go out and jump back into the dating scene. I think that's maybe the one difference, I think, that exists between the genders, Ashley. What do you think?
I think too, yeah. And I think also talking about, you know, media and social media too, watch your cell phones after a breakup. You know, if you're going out drinking with your buddies or you're out with your girlfriends, you know, either have someone take your phone if you feel tempted to be creeping on your ex's social media, or block them altogether, or, you know, really try to connect with different people. All these dating apps are literally at your fingertips, and I think it's important to take the time to really reassess your mind and hit reset before you jump back into the dating game for rebound, you know?
No, absolutely.
I think that's important, is to really also to be able to have that friend that you can text in the middle of the night, you know, or have your go-to person that always will be there. Sometimes we find that when relationships dissolve, you know, we realize the strong friendships that we may have missed are kind of, neglected along the way. I know I had a couple friends where after a breakup, I didn't realize how amazing of a friend that they were until I went through something and they were there. So really, you know, while one relationship may be dissolving, you really can take the time to appreciate the ones that you do have, the ones that may have been on the back burner. Maybe you weren't there for them through their breakup, but, you know, a lot of things surface after a breakup. So it's important to, you know, don't rush into another relationship, you know, don't distract yourself, really sit in your emotions and kind of try to clear your focus. Join a gym. Fernando, you and myself are huge with charity work. That I threw myself into charity work after a breakup, and it changed my life completely for the better 1,000 times. So, yeah, get involved in something that's bigger than yourself, and you'll notice that your relationship was really nothing in comparison to a greater good that you're doing. I think that's a huge life lesson to take out of that. So, I highly recommend connecting with people and just connecting with something bigger than yourself and getting involved with just staying active. Don't hide in your house, you know. Don't wallow in your pity or tell the world. Just, you know, really take the time to heal yourself.
You know, it's great you mentioned that, because we were talking about this briefly before we went on the air. And, you know, the charity work that you and I do and the philanthropy that we represent, I think it speaks volumes about us as people. And like you said, it has to be about something bigger than yourself. And, you know, when you bring that up, it makes me think about the fact that, you know, next month, my breast cancer event, it's the 8th one I've been hosting. And I'm extremely grateful you're helping me out again like you did last year. You know, we did really well. But it makes me think back to the first time I hosted this in 2008. You know, during that summer, I had gone through a tumultuous breakup with the woman I was seeing at the time. It ended really badly. And I remember that it was right, you know, that summer, you know, going into that fall of 2008, I was still in graduate school. I was still, you know, finishing courses. I was about to start my dissertation to complete my PhD at Rutgers. And, you know, I knew that was going to keep me busy, but I wasn't sure if that alone was going to help me get over the hump about just, you know, the bitterness that I had and just sort of I was very pessimistic about women in general during that fall. And, you know, going back to my frat days at Rutgers, philanthropy is a big part of Greek life. For anyone that's ever been in a sorority or fraternity, that's a reality. And I said, you know, I used to do a lot of philanthropy in college. October's coming up. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I said, you know what? Let me plan an event. I've been doing the walk for years. I never really raised a lot of money other than any email or texting. And I said, you know what? Let me host an event. And I hosted an event at a bar in the city. I said to myself, if I get 25 people to show up and I raise $200, I will be so grateful. You know, my expectations were very low that night in October 2008. And sure enough, you know, that night I had over 60 people show up, you know, a combination of like my students who I really asked to show up and support me. I also had, you know, friends and young professionals that I knew. And sure enough, you know, that night I raised $2,000.
Wow.
$2,078, you know, and I had 60 people show up, and I said to myself, wow, like this could be the beginning of something. And I wasn't sure, but I felt so fulfilled during the promotions of it while hosting the event. And then I did the walk itself that weekend. And you're right, Ashley, like when you're able to do something that's bigger than yourself, I mean, that's fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really going to be helpful for people listening tonight about, you know, if you're going through a bad breakup, if you're trying to stay busy, if you're trying to stay productive, you know, it can't just all be about yourself. You know, if you can do for others,
no.
I've always said it's so important to do for others.
Well, it's not only to do for others, but, you know, maybe you gave a lot in a relationship and you feel like a lot was taken. But when you do charity, it's like a safety net of endless giving and endless receiving in return. That's what I found to be most – I mean, look, we're humans. We crave love. We crave affection. We crave attention. And, you know, it doesn't need to be through one person that's not going to appreciate it. It can be found in something greater and something that's even more fulfilling. And that's endless. And then, you know, you tell someone about that, and it kind of brings everything full circle. So I think that's the one thing, is people are very dependent on others, and if you can just kind of shift your focus and you can see life in a whole new perspective, and really gain a lot of clarity forward. And then, you know, your next relationship will be so much more, so much better, because you'll be having, you know, a clear mind, and you'll have found your soul, and you can really thrive in that next relationship and look for somebody like-minded, because then, you know, when you see what life is like with a different perspective, you can relate to really anybody, and it just makes for a winning relationship. So, I mean, that's what I found.
That's right.
What my friends that also are involved in this line of work, it does everything for your heart, mind, your body, your soul. It's good, and you take the focus off of yourself, and you really get to, you find yourself by shifting the focus off of yourself, if that makes any sense. So.
No, absolutely. And, you know, what we've been able to do tonight, obviously, is run off some really helpful hints for our audience. And, again, for anyone listening tonight, I mean, listen, you know, please call in. We'd love to hear from you. Again, 646-649-1926. And, you know, now we've touched upon a little bit about what are some of the good things to do. But, Ashley, you know, what are some bad habits we should break? Or is there maybe one bad habit that you want to share with our audience that isn't too intimate or too, you know, private, that maybe you had to learn from, so you wouldn't commit again after a bad breakup? I mean, I know I have one here that I'll share with the audience, but is there one maybe you want to tell our listeners about in terms of, you know, a bad habit that is absolutely imperative to break?
I wouldn't say not just for me, but I would say relationships in the past is if you keep the door open to try to keep some form of communication, that could be doing more harm than good. I think that's the one thing that I found, is you kind of have to make a clean break and have time to heal, have time, you know, to go through all your roller coaster of emotions without contacting that person and giving them the respect of doing the same. If it's meant to be, it'll work itself out, but there needs to be a time where you shut the door and you're confident that you can do that. That's the only way to really receive healing. When you constantly are checking up on somebody or looking at what their life may be like, what they project through social media or what have you, you know, that's not real life, and that's just digging the wounds a little deeper. I think you just need
all
to
right.
get closure by closing it off, not reaching out to somebody to figure out what happened. Does that make
all
sense?
Right. Listen, I appreciate that one. And what I'll share tonight for our listeners, and again, I think this goes either way for our male and female listeners. What I would really recommend, and I want to hear what you thought about this, is for us to really get away from being susceptible to vices. And what I mean by that is, you know, not engaging in really self-destructive habits. And what I mean by that is excessive drinking, if you are going to engage in any sort of recreational drug use. And also, I think, you know, just sort of like repetitive hookups. I can tell you that, and I've had buddies of mine tell me the same thing, and I've lived it as well. You want to get away from that. You want to steer clear of, you know, those bad behaviors. You know, yes, you know, as a guy, I'll be the first one to tell you, I've had buddies of mine say, hey, listen, you know, you're single now, man, let's go out. You know, we don't have to meet girls tonight. Let's just go and watch the ball game. Let's go to a bar. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. And there are moments when you drink excessively and, you know, you may, whether it's getting so, you know, inebriated that, who knows, you know, you catch a cab and you throw up in it or something. I mean, sorry, you know, I don't want to sort of freak out or gross out the listeners, you know, but, or, you know, if you hang out with a certain type of crowd and, you know, there's recreational
right.
drug use there, or just
right.
the fact you start, you know, going and contacting old booty calls. I mean, listen, I get it. It's the problem is, as I tell my friends, that that's a Band-Aid for a puncture wound. And you know what? At the moment, it makes sense. And at the moment, it's sort of an instantaneous gratification. The problem is that the next morning, I mean, I don't know how you felt, but I can tell you, and my buddies and I have laughed about this sort of story. I can tell you, I've woken up in some places the next morning, and I'll roll over and look at the girl. I'll look at the girl, and not that she was hideous or anything like that. I just wake up and say, wow, like how the hell did I end up here? Or, you know, not that I blacked out, but sometimes you wonder, like, you know, how much did you have to drink? And, you know, I've had those unfortunate conversations where I've had girls the next morning be like, hey, you know, you were like, you know, wow, you know, you're so shy all of a sudden, you weren't yesterday, or, you know, how much did you have to drink? And, you know, I wasn't myself. And I'm not saying that I'm like, you know, a functional alcoholic or something or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes you have to try to steer clear of that, you know, and sometimes
yeah,
you know,
have to be mindful
buddies,
of looking someone in the face years
yeah,
down
exactly.
the road, not regretting
exactly.
anything. Right.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where I really, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, for me, dating in my 20s was very different than in my 30s. And now at 40, you know, it's you know, my mindset is very different. But in the end, I think we have to sort of be consistent and say, you know, try to avoid bad behaviors. You know, vices
yeah.
are very
Ooh,
easy
I got
to
a good one.
Obtain. Sure.
I got a good one, too. For us ladies, we often think we can gift ourselves lavish gifts. And then we get a credit card bill that we're still paying off. So I think,
Ooh.
You know, men may go to, you know, to vices, to hard liquor, beer, partying, whatever. But women, for us, we just swipe a credit card and we have a great day. You know what I mean? So
sure.
I think, yeah, look for a huge one that women do. Going to the gym too much, eating too much. Those are all different forms of emotions in there. Just really just try to be balanced.
You know what?
Credit card,
that's a great
balance
word.
The fridge. Yeah.
That's a great word because, you know, it's important for us to have balance. I think as adults, you know, as we're trying to, you know, recover from a bad breakup. And again, listen, we're not going to put ourselves in the mind frame of Angelina Jolie. Believe me, I would love to have her bank statement at the end of the month. So, you know, maybe some
well,
of
you
us
want
feel totally
kids
bad for
too?
I don't know.
One or six
I feel
children?
Bad for that child. I feel bad for that child support order. I think Brad better start making like a new reboot of Ocean's 11 or something. You know, he better start getting some more jobs. I don't know what his child support's going to look like. But again, you know, someone like that's just that. Listen, that just that scenario itself just is one that as a regular person, you know, you have to feel for. You know, you feel for Jennifer Aniston. You know, karma came back around, as they say. You know, and certainly.
Yes,
we can, you know, I'd love to have you back
smiling.
In another episode. Oh, absolutely. She's drinking that tea by the gallons. Never mind the one little sip, you know, by Kermit the Frog. She's drinking the tea by the gallons, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely love to have you back, you know, for another episode in terms of dealing with, you know, when you're cheated on or when you're cheating with someone, you know, what's the mindset. And certainly I think it's something we can definitely cover because, you know, it's a very real epidemic and it's something that, it is, you know, unfortunately, quite prevalent in our society for a variety of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, sort of going back to the premise of tonight's podcast is, you know, breakups don't have to break us, if that makes any sense. And
yeah.
I'm hoping that tonight, you know, our loyal listeners here, you know, got something out of both what you and I were trying to convey
yeah.
because it's tough.
I mean, yeah, listen, it's not a breakup, it's a breakover. It's not a breakdown either. You know, you just got to learn how to be resilient. And there's a million books you can read that'll show you where you can just listen to this podcast and get some great ideas. And we're always looking for great ideas. Everybody's in a different phase of a relationship or they're single, you know, or they're going into one. So it's, you know, just surround yourself with like-minded people and make wise choices, really, at the end of the day.
No, you're right. Actually, one last thing. I wanted to ask your opinion on this because sometimes I think that we fall into the trap of doing this. But, you know, ultimately, sometimes I think looking for closure when you haven't gotten it, I think maybe is a waste of time. And I think from experience, I can't, you know, I don't want to speak for you, but at least briefly with me, you know, sometimes when things fall apart, you know, and you don't get the closure because sometimes we want closure, you know, as adults, we want closure. We want some definitive, you know, conclusion to what's happened and we want answers. And sometimes, you know what, I think we have to sort of brace ourselves for the reality that we may never get answers and that's okay. And sometimes that's just going to be part of life.
If you're looking for closure, you're still looking for a piece of that relationship. You know what I mean? And you have to trust and you have to hope and pray that it'll work itself out and you'll get your answers over time. They're not going to happen overnight, but you know, you'll get updates, you know, karma has a way of working itself around and you'll you'll figure out all the answers over time. And that's how you know you're truly over a relationship, is when you're not looking for an answer, or, you know, it's not black and white, it's all gray. And over time, you know, everything becomes clear and you'll get all the answers you need. But I mean, when if you're looking for closure, you're seeking closure, look at the verb, Kishan, that you're not over the relationship, in my opinion.
No, absolutely. And speaking of answers, you know, again, the great thing about having you on, Ashley, is that you give us answers. And I know that our listeners appreciate that. And as we are coming to the end here tonight,
I know you do.
And you make my job easier. So I appreciate you being on tonight with me. I hope to have you back on soon. Folks, again,
if I help one person today, I'm happy. I can sleep at night if I know I help one of our listeners.
You're helping a lot of people tonight, Ashley. And again, folks, I want to thank Ashley from www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, ROMCAKES.com. It's a wonderful media site. Definitely check her out. It's an outstanding blog. I love reading it. And also, make sure you check out the wonderful rescue that she's involved with. It's www.ruffrehab.org. That's RUFFREHAB.org. It's a great local nonprofit, no-kill shelter in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Check out the website. She's done a wonderful job redesigning it. So you know what? If you're looking to adopt that special pet for yourself or that special someone in your life, go to Ruff Rehab. Ashley will not steer you wrong. Ashley, thanks so much for being on tonight, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good night, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Take care, sweetie. All right, have a good night. We'll talk to you soon. And, folks, again, I want to thank Ashley. She did a great job tonight helping out with the podcast. And if you missed any part of this evening, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernando Uribe. Again, I want to thank our sponsors this week. I can't say enough about the Mason Civic League, folks. You can always check them out at www.masoncivic.org. That's MASONCIVIC.org. They're located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 201-706-8088. You can also write to their inbox, which is info@masoncivic.org. And also, don't forget to like them on Facebook. Also, I want to thank Son Cubano, ladies and gentlemen, a great local restaurant. Check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, right along the Hudson River here in Hudson County. You can call their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Again, for any lunch, dinner, or special occasion, call them. They'll take care of you. So, again, don't forget to like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram, Twitter. Folks, I can't say enough about how dedicated my audience is, and really, whether it's the tweets, whether it's the emails, whether it's just the text messages, messages on Facebook in general, messages on the page itself here on blogtalkradio.com, you know what? Without you, the audience, this show wouldn't be possible. Again, I want to thank Ashley from cromcakes.com for helping me out. She'll be helping me out next month for a professor's quest to save breasts. And folks, I'll tell you more info about this outstanding annual breast cancer bonanza at Son Cubano next week. So again, I can't say enough to you, the listeners, thank you, God bless, and good night, Dallas, Texas, the home of my 2-1 Dallas Cowboys. We're taking it to San Francisco this Sunday, folks. So again, to all my great people in Dallas, Texas, God bless, love you all. And as always, stay classy, everyone. I'm in the river. I'm in the river.
Bye.